Singer invited me to stay overnight and go to his Gurdwara on Sunday. Should I go?
As a Christian, you should not go to the Gurdwara, but being his friend is the best way to tell him about Jesus. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, my name is Zach. Do you have any friends who believe in a different religion? They might be Sikh and go to a Gurdwara, or Muslim and go to a mosque. Now, that might sound kind of like going to church, but it's very different because they don't believe in Jesus. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus told his disciples, "Come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." Our story for today is called Owen and the Gurdwara. Singur invited me to his birthday party next Saturday, Owen told his mom and older sister Chloe. He's an awesome soccer player. Owen pretended to headbutt a soccer ball into a goal, then raised his arms in victory. You could get him a hat with his favorite team's logo on it, Mom said. Owen shook his head. Singur always wears a turban. It's part of his religion. He's a Sikh. He means Sikh, Mom. Chloe slipped off the bandana that had been tied in her hair. Singur's mom said I can spend the night after the party, Owen said. What about church on Sunday? Mom asked. I could go with Singur to his Gurdwara. It's like church. A Gurdwara is not a church, Mom said. Sikhism is a different religion from Christianity. But that doesn't mean Owen shouldn't be friends with Singur, does it? Chloe asked. Didn't Jesus make friends with all kinds of people? He did, Mom said, and he shared God's love with them. But he never participated in things they did that went against who he was. Sikhs don't worship Jesus, so a Gurdwara is not a place of worship for Christians. We need to be careful that the things we do with our friends are in step with our faith in Jesus. He saved us and made us his people, and we need to follow him. Give me your leg, Owen, Chloe said. I want to show you something. She put her own leg next to Owen's and tied their ankles together with her bandana. You go left, I'll go right. When Owen tried to walk away from his sister, he fell. You're tied to Jesus, and you need to go in the same direction as him, Chloe said. Otherwise, you won't go anywhere. Owen got to his feet. Mom, I think I should go to Singer's party and spend the night, but I'll tell him I can't go to his Gurdwara because I have my own church to be a part of. Good thinking, Mom said. You might even get a chance to tell him about Jesus and what he's done for you. Owen nodded. And for his gift, I think I'll get him a bandana with his favorite soccer team. It'll work great for winning a three-legged race. So how about you? Do you have friends that don't know Jesus? How can you be a friend to them without going against who you are as a Christian? Jesus was friends with all kinds of people, but that doesn't mean he went along with everything they did. Trust him to give you wisdom in knowing how to be a good friend to others while remaining true to him. Our key verse is Matthew 4:19.
Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people.
And our key thought for today, be a friend like Jesus. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows, your question might be in the next issue. So, send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.